Fewer Americans are giving to charitable organizations than they used to, according to numbers compiled over the past 15 years. Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy has followed the giving of more than 9,000 individuals and families. In 2005, Americans gave an average of $1,024 a year. As of 2015, that number was $872 per person. Una Osili is Associate Dean for Research at the Lilly School, and she's with me to go inside the numbers. Professor, let's talk about the factors here. Is charitable giving down because of the enormous effects of the Great Recession?
So there's a very important point from the data that we've been studying over the past 15 years. The participation in charitable giving has fallen during this time, but the dollar amounts have stayed steady, relatively steady over time. We call this phenomena donors down, but dollars up. And that means that fewer Americans are participating in charitable giving, at least as we've measured it in the past. But for those who are giving, their giving has held steady. There are several factors that can explain this change. The first and probably most obvious one is the role of economic factors, especially the Great Recession, where some households saw their incomes and wealth declining, and that affects how much households give. If they have fewer resources available, disposable income is lower, then the likelihood of giving and participation giving is likely to be related. But another factor that's not explained solely by economic factors and the Great Recession is the role of religious participation, in the sense that many households learn about giving through their religious institution, and whether that's a church, a mosque, a synagogue, religious congregations play a very important role in exposing individuals to opportunities to give, both to congregations but also to other charitable institutions. And we also know that households who attend frequently are more likely to give, not just to their congregations, but to other charities as well. Oh, a last factor is the role of demographic change here. We have younger households, younger Americans, that aren't participating at the same rates, at the same point in their life cycle as their older counterparts. And so millennial households seem to be taking a longer time to establish their own household in terms of marriage, home ownership, and we're seeing some of those delays in participation in charitable giving as well.
And is there anything that indicates people are less inclined to give to the traditional organizations from the sense of loyalty? There are people who for decades will just sort of, in the old days, just write the check to this group because they have for so many years. Is there a feeling that people ask deeper questions now and really want to know where their money's going?
Yes, I think as philanthropy becomes more sophisticated and more complex, households are asking more questions around their giving. They're perhaps requiring that organizations provide information about impact, and they want to see how their gifts are making a difference. That's especially true for younger Americans, where they are inclined to give where they can see that their charitable dollars are going to be put to good use. And there are some parts of the charitable landscape in terms of bright spots where we do see more households participating, and especially younger Americans. And those two bright spots are worth discussing, because one is giving to the environment. That was a relatively small participation rate, has grown over time. And also giving to international causes was a relatively small area in terms of percentage of Americans that were giving to international causes, and that has increased significantly over the past 15 years.
And how has the general nature and the growth of crowdfunding campaigns affected things?
And that's an excellent question. I'm so glad you asked, because the way that we've traditionally measured giving is giving to charitable organizations that are qualified, registered with the IRS, and formal organizations. What we've seen more recently, especially with the major disasters, Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Maria, and even some of the international disasters, the earthquake in Mexico, is that many Americans are choosing to give to organizations, but some are giving directly to individuals. And because of new platforms, especially crowdfunding platforms that connect donors to other individuals in need, that actually, in some cases, does not involve a charitable organization, those direct person-to-person transfers.
The regions and how that's broken down in terms of who's giving, do you read anything into those numbers, the idea that certain regions, more people seem to give a little bit more, et cetera?
regions vary in terms of the giving patterns, the giving rates, and also the levels of giving. Some of that is basically due to patterns of economic inequality across different parts of the country. But as I noted, religious attendance also varies, where, for example, rates of participation and frequency of attendance is much higher in the southern part of the U.S. compared to, say, the East Coast. The West Coast is also different, and so that has implications for how much people give, not just to religious congregations, but also to other kinds of charities as well.
Una Osili is Associate Dean for Research at the Lilly Family School of Philanthropy at Indiana University. We've been talking about numbers indicating a drop in charitable giving in the U.S.